You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Woman I know, she heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for
another round.
Song rocked her soul, well, it rocked the world. She was holding on to something.
Welcome to Melodies in Mind, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned into the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, and join the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview and performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
Yes, we shall, and this week we have David Sinclair. Welcome.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks.
Let's hear what you have for us here today on Melodies of Mine.
Okay. Let me start with a piece called Dragonfly, an instrumental piece.
So, how do you learn to play guitar like that?
I don't know. You just do, I guess. I've been doing it since I was 8 years old and kind of never learned to do anything else, really.
Did you just start playing and that's what you sounded like, or was there a bit of a learning process?
Yeah, no, it was pretty much like that. Yeah, I started, whatever, down in the valley or some silly things that were in some silly book that they made me made me play. But and then, yeah, for me, it was kind of when I got to like, junior high school and some guys found out that I could play some guitar, and so I was a hot commodity, and that was pretty cool. So I guess that encouraged me to carry on, and kind of went from there.
All right. So would you say that that's your passion, is the guitar?
Or yeah, that's probably a good, pretty good bet. I mean, it's guitar is, and well, music, period, is like a never-ending learning thing. There's so many different channels you can go through, and I've been fortunate enough to go through a lot of them, you know, worked with lots of different people and played in lots of different styles and gone to lots of faraway places, and it's been a cool adventure, and it keeps changing as the industry itself keeps changing really rapidly, but, you know, it keeps it interesting for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear a lot of complexity in your composition too, and I always like it, like, I'll come across quite a few instrumental guitarists, but every once in a while there'll be someone where there's just so much in there that you can't believe it's just one person playing guitar. Like, do you build it all at once, or do you layer it? How do you go about creating an instrumental like that?
It goes in a lot of ways. Often there will be a melodic thing to it, but if you're you know, just doing it by yourself, you want to outline the harmonies too, so then it's kind of figuring out how to make that happen so that you're hearing the harmonic movement you want and getting the melodies you want. So like on that piece, there's a point where I got to put my thumb over the top of the guitar while playing just to get that bass note, right? And so sometimes, you know, you have movements that may be a little awkward at first, but you kind of build those in, and then that builds up your repertoire of doing different things and you know, achieving what you need. But it's kind of, I don't know, for me, it's getting it in my head what I want to hear and then going for that. And sometimes, you know, you just put your hand somewhere and it's like, oh, I like that. But, you know, often it's that your ear is directing you where you want to go with it. And that's pretty true with compositions in general, that you want to be, you know, driven by what you want to hear.
Yeah, I've listened to your instrumental album, and today we're also going to be talking about your songwriting album, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. really, there's only one instrumental guitarist I've really gotten into before listening to your album, and that is Bruce Colburn.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just something about it compares to Bruce Colburn in the sense that of the layering, I think. I'm trying to articulate what it is, but yeah. Is that an influence of yours, or is that
definitely
someone you know? Or?
Yeah, no, definitely that. And there was a, I can't remember the album of his. It was years ago, but it had a really beautiful instrumental piece called The Sun Wheel Dance on it. And it had on the back of the record had a transcription, and I learned that piece. And this is years and years ago, and really liked it. And sometimes I'll even play it still, you know, on a live show. And he had a great style, or has a great style, and I really dig his playing, and his songs too are great songs. I've met him a few times in Toronto.
Okay, well, let's hear another one here.
Okay, so let me do a I'll do a vocal piece here. I need we were talking about having sounding like more than one guy, and I'm gonna artificially sound like more than one guy, because I'm going to, at one point, put on the loop pedal here and add some extra little stuff here. Here it is. HIV
scams, electoral fraud, ethnic cleansing in the name of God. It's a strange paradise. Wildlife cults, nuclear waste, drug cartels, acid rain, warring nations, troubling times, greenhouse gases, landmines. It's a strange paradise.
Smoke coming from the guitar.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good. Okay. I don't know what to say. That sounds like a lot of bad news in that song there, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. But yeah, it was just, it's a song about stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
Without, you know, saying anything other than there is that stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to ask about is, because I've seen you a few times now, and you just seem to always be an undeniably happy person. I don't know how that song ever came from you. What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know, another funny thing, too, is, and I'll do another song later on that kind of came out of that, but I was doing some concerts, and it kind of came to my attention that the vocal songs I was doing were all kind of, you know, well, I don't know about depressing, but kind of the dark side.
Yeah.
And so I kind of made a point of, gee, I should write something that's kind of light and frivolous. Because, yeah, yeah. I had, you know, the song's about, well, that, which is kind of about everything. But, you know, just kind of down topics, abortion and breakup. Yeah.
But at the same time, it did have kind of a jumpy beat.
A jumpy beat, yeah.
Yeah, I almost wanted to dance and celebrate all these things.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy disaster, I guess.
Yeah. Or something, yeah.
Oh. What keeps you happy? Is it the music or what is it?
Just definitely that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I feel very privileged to be able to do what I do and be able to make a living doing it and, you know, be able to devote my time to doing that thing that I really enjoy doing. And it's a constant growth. I mean, I keep learning new stuff and turning new corners, and like this solo kind of acoustic thing for me is kind of a revisiting that, because I was doing that in my teens, and then I got playing with you know, the studio beckoned and folks were hiring me to play with them and tour with them and you know, play all kinds of different musics and stuff. And then more recently I got back to doing that thing that I kind of embarked on years ago, and it's really been great. I'm mm-hmm. really enjoying doing it.
Mm-hmm. Have you been writing all along, like writing your own?
Yes, although we did, I was in some bands in the 80s called Straight Lines, and then it kind of evolved to a band called Body Electric, and we were on CBS Records and had a number of radio hits and toured and stuff, and we wrote like every night that we were in town. We'd get mm-hmm. together and write songs, and when the band folded, it was like, I don't have to do that every night anymore, and I kind of didn't for quite a long time. I didn't do any writing other than I was doing some scoring for television and stuff like that. But you're writing to an assigned thing, you know, here's you mm-hmm. need to do this, and you do it really fast and you don't think about it, you just kind of do it. And I could do that, mm-hmm. you know, write an assignment, but as far as just creating something, that I had an aversion to that for several years, and then that kind of started to come back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what it's like going on tour with a big act. Because I understand you've done this quite a few times now, and it seems like I know you've toured with Sarah McLachlan. And tell us a little bit about who you've been involved with, and perhaps you can give us a bit of a description of what that's like, to be going to a new city every night, perhaps quite a distance away. Maybe would you be able to talk a little bit about that?
No, forget it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I started, like, you know, I was saying I got kind of, I was doing my solo thing, and then I started working with both Valdi and Susan Jacks on that concert tour thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot different than doing the Sarah tours. We traveled in vans, and
mm-hmm.
But we crossed Canada a few times like that, and then in the bands we did that too. We crossed and flew the country. Then the Katie Lang tours and Sarah tours, we generally would have a big tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go up for 12 weeks at a time or something like that. And we got to Europe and the Orient as well. And those things, I mean, generally we'd be riding the bus overnight. We'd have, you know, bunks in the bus, and they'd after the show you get on the bus and they drive to the next place overnight, and you get out and you're at the next town, next venue, and which was actually kind of nice, you know, as opposed to flying, where you got to go to the hassle of getting to
right.
an airport
and
hanging around and doing that. You know, we just after the gig you step right on the bus, and it got really comfortable. There were times that some of the folks would, in a new town, rather than stay in the hotel, they'd stay in their bunk on the bus because it was more comfy. They get so used to it. You know?
Yeah.
Although the first few nights, you don't get much sleep until you get used to that motor thing going. And the
Interesting.
But yeah, no, it's it was a good thing. I mean, there's two sides to those tours, and, you know, it's great to play in front of, you know, big audiences and have someone tuning your instruments and setting up your gear and all that stuff. And on the other hand, you are, you know, here's what you're playing. You got this menu of a given number of songs
right.
that you're going to play for the next 2 years. And it's not a huge creative outlet.
Okay.
You know, you have, you know, spaces for a few creative moments that, you know, you have a few solo bits or something, but generally, you know, you're playing a scripted thing there that, and you can get really minute and you know, perfect it to an incredible degree, and that's a skill in itself, which I think I got pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really fun to, you know, just kind of step out and just play whatever, something else with some other folks and do the solo thing where you're all by yourself and completely responsible for everything.
Yeah. Well, interesting, yeah. That's quite something. Well, maybe you can play another one for us.
I could probably do that.
What do you got going on? You probably can. That's good.
So let me do... Let me do this, which is a traditional Celtic piece called Ships Are Sailing that was on my instrumental New Words CD that I kind of rearranged and changed around. And an interesting thing happened with this that I played CD release concert at in Presentation House in North Van, and there's one of the high schools, Eric Camber High School, has a guitar class, and I'd done a workshop or something there, and a bunch of the students came. And about a month later, I got this thing, go to this YouTube site, and three of the students had done a version of this piece.
They
got the copy of the CD and figured out the parts and played this as their graduation thing, and it was so cool to see. But anyway, I'm going to do it all by myself with just adding an extra little part here. I need to step on that first.
Great to have some Celtic on the show. That's really good. Yes, indeed.
Is my chair that squeaks? There's something that squeaks in here.
Yeah. I hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be one of the mice. There's a bunch of mice running around in here.
Studio mice?
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. I don't know. Something. No, it's something with the chair.
It's a musical chair. No. Maybe people can call in and guess.
Yeah. Well, if they have graphic EQs on their radios, they just turn up the very top one down a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a bit about this album here that you have coming now.
It's going to be a combination of vocal and instrumental pieces. And, the first two pieces will be part of it, the Dragonfly Song and the Strange Paradise Song, I was doing some gigs just playing the instrumental stuff and just felt that I wanted to not just be playing for guitar players, because that's often what you get if you're just a guitar instrumentalist, and because, I mean, I'm not trying to be a technical virtuoso. There are some great players who do that, and I totally admire that, but I kind of wanted to reach a more musical level. Just that, you know, the compositions have that thing, and it seemed like if I incorporated vocal pieces, I just had a wider appeal maybe to folks that. And plus I went, you know, I was watching like Don Ross and a few folks like that who are, you know, noted instrumentalists and throw in some vocal pieces, and their shows are really entertaining. So I thought, yeah, what the heck, I should do that, because I also had a large library of songs that I've written, as well as, you know, creating new ones. So it seemed like an idea whose time was
right. And do you have a I know it's hard to predict these things, but do you have a guess of when the release date might be, or what, when that's going on?
I'm really thinking it's going to be the fall. I keep getting tied up with new things. I'm producing a record right now. We're in mix of a Gary Felgard record, and then I've got a bunch of other stuff lined up, and so I haven't been hurrying. I've just been kind of taking it as it comes, and adding, you know, pieces as they occur, and recording things. So yeah, it's gradually getting compiled, but yeah, stuff keeps coming up and getting in the way. But that's okay, you know. I mean, there's no hurry. And nowadays too, with the internet being kind of the medium, as opposed to, you know, if 10 years ago it was more radio. You released something and it went to radio everywhere, and so the shelf life was shorter because everybody kind of heard it at the same time. But nowadays, they don't. They get, you know, you go to a town or something, and they get exposed to your music, and it's new to them, and then you go somewhere else, and same thing. So you got longer time before you need to make a new record.
You can kind of do it one song at a time as well.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
And do you have any shows upcoming?
I do, come to think of it. I will be at the Railway Club next Tuesday from 10 to 12:30.
Oh, after my show, good.
Yeah, good. That's right. Well, that's why. 10, so everyone can listen. And McBurney's in Langley the following night on the Wednesday, and then I've got a tour on Vancouver Island coming up. Starting, it's the 17th or the 16th, that Saturday night, and some shows in Victoria, in Duncan, in Esquimalt, in Courtney, in Gibson's. I think that's about it for that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be really fun.
Okay. So we have time for one more song here on our way out before we go to the recorded segment.
Okay, let's do then. That being the case, oops, is that on? Yeah, that off.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Melodies of Mine on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're at Simon Fraser University on top of Burnaby Mountain here in the setting sun. The sun is setting right now.
Got your picture hanging on my wall, but I don't think about you. I don't think at all. And I don't read your letters. I don't care what you do. In the night I wake up, reaching out for you. I don't know why. I don't know why. I know this can't be love. You're not supposed to be the one. And I still got your number. Speed dial on my phone. But I'm not gonna call you. Time won't wait that long. I don't know why. I don't know why.
can't be loved. You're not supposed to be the one. Thought I saw you running round. Well, I'm not gonna stand in your way. And I know it's hard to back down. Soon it's gonna be too late. This can't be love. You're not supposed to be the one.
Speed of your picking is unbelievable.
Cool, thanks.
Well, I guess I have to believe it because it is actually true.
Yeah, I did that very thing. This chair is squeaking away, though.
It is,
it's
yeah.
Making
we'll
me laugh to, a
we'll
bit
see if
there.
I get a. Yeah. I don't know if people heard that, but you just about. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we're just going to go into the recorded segment where Tape Drying did his thing. And as we all know, Tape Drying is incredibly lazy. He was on vacation last week. I was working hard, as always, and Tape Drying just sort of got lazy, as you're going to hear in the recording. And then we're going to have the Song Circle coming at 9 p.m., so look out. We already have some Grand Illusions here. I saw them arrive, the Grand Illusions, I think. Anyway, so here is Tape Drying.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi, it's Tape Ryan here. I'm on vacation this week, here in the deep wilderness of Earth, hanging out with some crickets. Today's show is going to have two artists, M. Ward and Nico Case, two of the better known underground music sensations of the folk music world. The first song you're going to be presented by me, way, way out here, in the deep, deep entrenches of the wilderness somewhere on Earth, is Oh Lonesome Me by M. Ward, and then Nico Case with the song Polar Nettles, Vengeance is Sleeping.
Thank you. everybody's going out having fun. I'm a fool for staying home having none. Can't get over how I got set free.
me hastily, and I dragged the clanging notion I was nobody, nobody, nobody. Can do what thoughts can do. If you're not by now dead and buried, you're most certifiably married. Oh, Mary. Sleeping sound with a mistress of the hours that grind your life to dust. Your easy loves you keep like pets, deny them you are powerless. Whatever keeps you sleeping through the night. Never live indoors. I had to drag it home by force. Hired hounds at both my wrists, damp and bruised by strangers' kisses on my lips. But you're the one, you're that I still miss. You're the one, you're that I still miss.
Hi there. Ah, well, I had a look just in the bushes here and had a look at some spider webs, looking for the World Wide Web to try and find out who that other singer is on that M. Ward song I played called Oh Lonesome Me. But I could not find anything, so I was hoping I'd get to find out, because they do quite a nice job. Nevertheless, the show must go on. Our next song is going to be by M. Ward, called Jailbird. And then, Nico Case with Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. Which actually, if you really think about it, is quite impossible. Unless perhaps you're floating in outer space, then you could actually turn your back on Mother Earth. But otherwise, that'd be a very difficult thing to achieve. Here we go.
Jailbird, jailbird, singing through the wires, 'cause his cage is closed and he's stuck inside. Said, who's gonna hear my help me now? Yeah, who's gonna hear my help me now? To have your home. So who's gonna hear your help me now?
Help me now.
Yeah,
got a short film that you want to see on big screen? The first annual Vancouver Short Film Festival, formerly the Vancouver Student Film Festival, is accepting short films, videos, and new media made by BC post-secondary students, grads, and professional artists. To apply, visit the website vsff.com. All films or videos must be under 15 minutes, and the best shorts will be screened at Van City Theater in October. Deadline is August 8th, but don't wait until the last minute. Submit today. For entry rules and to submit online, visit vsff.com or call 604-721-0030. Meeting in an oral explosion of unbridled creativity and musical madness, three master improvisers come together in an unapologetically bend genres, cross cultures, and stretch the boundaries of music. Kaiser, Mueller, Rain Rouge in concert on Friday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street. Ticket reservations are 604-255-2506. The regular ticket price is $15 and $12 for students and seniors. For more information, call 604-255-2506. Anyone who is struggling with chronic pain or an injury knows all too well how pain can affect anything they do. Get help sooner rather than later. SFU's physiotherapy clinic is open to all SFU community members. To book an appointment or for more information, call 778-782-3284 or visit www.sfu.ca. In an effort to decrease stress and back pain in the entire SFU community, Health and Counseling Services is offering a number of free online resources, including a 10-minute meditation podcast and a number of yoga videos of varying lengths. To check out these exciting new resources, go to the HCS website, http://students.sfu.ca/health, or you could call Tracy Keeling at Health and Counseling Services, 778-782-4692. So I'm just thinking here, out in the wilderness, about what exactly it all means. What am I? Who are you? What is what? How is how? Why is why? And where am I? Where is where? What's going on? How do you do it? What's next? What? If, then, why? All these questions. And then I think, while listening to the crickets, that I'm an animal. And I think Nico Case thinks that. She's an animal, too. Nat, you're an animal, and everybody's an animal. Because she wrote a song called I'm an Animal. And if she doesn't think that, then perhaps she knows someone who once said that and thought it was worth writing a song about. Anne Ward, on the other hand, in the other album, thinks, to save me. Because he wrote a song called To Save Me. And that'll be the last track of the recorded segment today. To Save Me, M. Ward. And now, Nico Case.
Thank you. push a breath of air and it feels every cell inside. He push a breath of air and it feels every cell inside. He's been a big blue ball and he turns the day and the night. And he shifts in his sleep and the earth begins to quake. Effort could it possibly take to save me, to save me, to save me, just to save me, save me from sailing over the edge.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
And we're live again, and I have Stephen back here. First time appearance on the show, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to meet the other musicians. And
yes, I believe we're going to have a good time tonight.
Yes.
So let's hear what you have to offer here.
Okay, so this is a song I wrote just a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to write a simple song without too many words because sometimes I can tend to be too wordy. So.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Let's see how this turns out.
Here we go. It's called 10,000 Things. And it's based on, there's a Chinese philosophical text that says, out of one came two, out of two came three, and out of three came 10,000 things, which refers to everything in the universe. So I wanted to use that as a theme, but make it a love song.
Interesting.
Your face. Until that moment, my heart was just a dark and empty place. No sun, no moon, no stars to shine. They call it living, but I was just barely alive.
until I looked into your eyes. I began to breathe, inhaling the essence of the beauty I'd just seen. Couldn't tell if I was breathing you or if you were doing it to me. Saw your face, then I began to breathe. Next thing, while I came to you, you met me halfway, came to me too. Now I'm trying to count all the joys that it brings. 1, 2, 3, 10,000 things. Comes from nothing, at least that's what they say. Something grows into something more, seems to be the way. Some give you salt for salt, I'll give you sweet for sweet. Cold begets cold, but heat fuels hungry heat. I saw your face, then I began to breathe. Next thing, well, I came to you. You met me halfway, came to me too. Now I'm trying to count all the joys that it brings. 1, 2, 3, 10,000 things. Yes, I just can't count all the joys that it brings. 1, 2, 3, 10,000 things.
That's Stephen Beck with 10,000 Things. Love song about 10,000 things. Now we'll have the Grand Illusions in here. You're listening to Melodies of Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM, or you're listening on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. This is a radio program that happens every week, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. If you're having fun this week, just think you could be having just as much fun every single week. It's every single week that we do this. And sometimes we have grand illusions.
Hello. Greetings. How's it going?
Good, good.
I guess we'll start off with a little song called Eyes for You. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And sometimes giving the eye to the profoundness.
I'll fuck you, only good eyes for you. I'll for you, only God, I'll for you. Only God, I'll for you. I love you when you get off a day of feet. Lickety-lose, cause that groove is so deep. Kiss my lips, it's for you to care. And I only got eyes for you. I only got eyes for you.
Awesome. That's the Grand Illusions. And there are so many beautiful women in the audience, is that's what I understand. Well, that's good. And now we'll have Adam Gibbs. Yes, Adam Gibbs will be next in to the CGF Studios, into the hot seat. It is a very hot seat, and be careful on that hot seat, because it's the hot seat.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Okay. CGSF, 90.1 FM.
Do you want me to just... Okay, this song is called The Right Time.
blood through my bones and gave me energy. I call out your number, I hear you reply. From over yonder, you wave your goodbyes. The right time, the fine line. Oh, what's mine is yours, is why we can afford. Feeling the sweet melody, feeling the lust of the breeze. Mountains made of rock and stone, I feel you in my flesh, I feel you in my bones. A thunder and lightning, wake the sleepy sky. Nothing's ever frightening when you're by my side. The right time to find line. Oh, what's mine is yours, is why we can afford. And if I'd known this is what it would take, I'd have let it smash and watched it break. Now the wind whistles through the town, I let it turn me upside down. The right time to find line. Oh, what's mine is yours, is why we can afford. The right time. Oh, what's mine is yours, is why we can afford. Woo!
Right on.
All right. Thank you.
Now the seat's even hotter. And we're going to have David Sinclair coming in to the studio next. You may remember David Sinclair. He was here not long ago. If you have a memory that spans longer than half an hour, 45 minutes, well, he's back.
So are we just going to jump right into something?
Yeah.
Okay, since I did a vocal song last, I'm going to do an instrumental song. Now this is called The Gray Whale.
All right.
Thank you.
tempo just keeps on going up and up. I always feel sorry for the next person that walks in here. All right. Let's see what happens next.
Yeah.
We're entering the MySpace round, the second round here. Stephen Beck will be next, and this is the MySpace round. Every song in this round goes on to the MySpace page for Melodies in Mind. That is www.myspace.com/melodiesinmind. And I'll be updating that later this evening, so you can visit that website and listen to these next four songs all week long. You can even put it on repeat and just have it all day long, repeating all four songs, and get pretty familiar with it. I think you might want to. Okay, here is Stephen Beck.
Okay, you said you feel sorry for me. Come back down to earth after that last one.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a song that somehow I need to keep upgrading, unfortunately, and it's a song that the whole topic kind of breaks my heart, and listening to the Braidwood Inquiry go on, it's a song about Robert Jakunski.
All right, yes. Okay.
Robert Jakunski was an ordinary man from an ordinary town in an ordinary land. Had his share of troubles like many folks do, but he wasn't that different from me and you. Dreamed of a home in the sun, living with his mom. But he died so far from home, all alone and unknown, in an in-between zone. Flying into a new life, but he was killed before he ever arrived. It isn't our fault, said the airport authorities. We service 6 million a year with no problem. It isn't our fault that no one spoke Polish. It isn't our fault that we couldn't see him with dozens of cameras pointing everywhere except where he was lost in the baggage claim area. It isn't our fault that he slipped through the cracks like an invisible man. It isn't our fault, said the immigration agents who interviewed him for a couple of hours. He seemed fine to us, we sent him away. It isn't our fault that when his mother came looking to meet him, we told her he'd never arrived, so she went back home, a 5-hour drive. It isn't our fault that he slipped through the cracks, an invisible man. And he died so far from home, all alone and unknown, in an in-between zone. Flying into a new life, but he was killed before he ever arrived. It isn't our fault, said the police spokesperson for the four cops who killed him. They were doing their duty. He could have been a danger. He didn't speak the language. We were scared of that stapler. Things looked bad to us. If you weren't in their shoes, well, how can you judge? And that video that recorded it doesn't give the whole picture. In the first 20 seconds, they had to be quick, so they tasered him 5 times and knelt on his neck. The whole world witnessed his death, and he died so far from home, all alone and unknown, in an in-between zone. Nobody knew his name, but his 2-minute death bought his 15 minutes of fame. It isn't don't say the taser apologists. Tasers don't kill, they're safer than guns. If he didn't die the second it hit him, then you can't say he was killed by the taser. And he didn't die till a minute and a half later. There's no cause and effect, and they knelt on his neck. It must be his own damn fault he was crazy or sick with a syndrome that some people have. A syndrome that makes them die when they get tasered. Such folks should avoid getting tasered. And he died so far from home, all alone and unknown in an in-between zone. Nobody knew his name, but his two-minute death brings our whole country to shame. Well, the press roared around, tried to find reasons to see if he's the kind this should happen to. Showed the world pictures of his hovel apartment, claimed he's kind of a drunk and had a bad girlfriend. Well, who can't relate? That doesn't diminish him. On the contrary, it makes him more human, makes Robert Jakinski a visible man. And he died so far from home, all alone and unknown in an in-between zone. It was his first airplane flight. He didn't deserve to die. Have it covered up by police lies. He was flying into a new life, but he was killed before he ever arrived.
That is a really good song. Really good.
Thank you. That's called The Sad, Loathsome Death of Robert Jakinski.
I particularly like the idea of the in-between zone. That's really good. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to have the Grand Delusions. Right now, they're in it when they're in the doorway. Once they're in the middle of the doorway, that's the in-between zone. That is the in-between zone, is the doorway here. All right.
Hello again.
Welcome. I remember you guys. Yeah.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we have a little song here called Leahy.
I'm got a clownfish seems the blue. He doesn't know his ups or from his downs. And when he dances, he misses his cue. He doesn't laugh, it just goes blue, blue, blue. I have been waiting for a little change and for some spotlights upon the stage. Come on here now on the heathen charge. So long as you will let me choose a part. Yoda lehi, yoda lehi, yoda lo, hu yoda lo. Yolale, yolale, yolalo, yolalo. Oh, whoop, whoop. I got a reason to give you this tune. It's simple enough to hum or whistle to. I got a reason to let you know. This reason I cannot show. So yodale, yodale, yodalo, yodalo.
Yodale, yodale, yodalo, yodalo. Gibbs here on CJ SF 90.1
the hits
FM. The hits keep coming and coming. Yes.
Okay.
You might think this is the Billboard list that you're listening to, but these are live musicians from Vancouver. It's the local talent show here.
Okay.
I even got British Vancouverites.
Yeah. What about that? I'm going to try a new song if that's all right.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
My open door.
Awesome. Adam Gibbs. We got an all-star lineup here tonight, here on Melodies in Mind. Now we're going to have David Sinclair. And here he is.
Revolving door.
Yeah, I just like how I can call a name and the person appears. I should actually try some other names and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Seems to be working so far.
No change in my pocket, no money to my name. I know she's out there somewhere, and whatever it takes, I'm gonna find that girl. Gonna make her mine. Southern California, San Francisco Bay, through the redwood forest, in the streets of LA, gonna find that girl. Gonna make her mine. I'm gonna find that girl. Gonna make her mine. Bricktown, Oklahoma, Greenwich Village too, Jackson Square in New Orleans, down on the bayou, Queen Street in Toronto, Old Town Montreal. So many miles, so many towns, I really can't recall. But I'm gonna find that girl. Gonna make her mine. You know I'm gonna find that girl. Gonna make her mine. Don't care about the weather, well, the season's going by. Spend the winter in the Yukon, Arizona in July. Seen her in my dreams, you know I seen her on TV. I know she's out there waiting for me.
David Sinclair. I'm going to invite everybody in here now. We're going to do a public service announcement challenge, so I'd like everyone in the hallway to come on into here. I'm going to pass around a few public service announcements. I don't know if they can hear me out there. Oh, here comes some people. Got a hand. Every act is going to get a public service announcement. A weekly challenge happens where you are challenged to compose some music to go behind the public service announcement, and even possibly sing it if you are so inspired. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a promo. Calling all artists. Calling all artists. Musicians. Poets.
My love is like a red, red rose.
Photographers.
Sit still.
Designers.
Jugglers. Sculptors.
It's in there, I know it is.
Clowns. Mimes. Painters.
Sit still. Still. Still.
Artists. Artists. All artists. Empower yourself today and join the VACA Collective, the Vancouver Artist Collective Association. Yes, VACA is an association of artists who network, share, and learn skills and trades, as well as put on multimedia shows around Greater Vancouver. There is no middleman. It's shows run by the artists, for the artists, and the public at large. Take charge of your creative destiny and join VACA today. To get involved with VACA, visit www.vanartscollective.com or email info@vanartscollective, or come and meet the collective at one of our shows. We're live again. If you were worried about us, we are still live. So thank you for being concerned. But here we are. And who would like to be the first victim of the public service announcement challenge?
Well, apparently everyone else has left.
Yeah, everyone is sort of scattered out of the room, and there's only two brave souls in here.
Delusional souls.
Breathe in, breathe out. The online relaxation podcast and yoga sessions. In an effort to decrease stress and back pain in the entire SFU community, Health and Counseling Services is offering a number of free online resources, including a 10-minute meditation podcast and a number of yoga videos of varying lengths. And a number of yoga videos of varying lengths. Check out these exciting new resources. Go to the HSS website at http://students.sfu.ca/health. For more information, Tracy Keeling, Marketing and Communication Coordinator. Telephone number is 778-782-4692, 778-782-4692.
I'm so relaxed. And let's see who else is brave enough to go in here and read a public service announcement. Looks like David Sinclair is on his way. Yes, okay. He is.
I am on my way. Okay, we'll see. Okay, this is for the Parent Support Services Society of BC. The Parent Support Services Society of BC. Looking for volunteers to co-facilitate their facility. Parent support groups, and grandparents raising grandchildren support groups in English, Filipino, Chinese, Aboriginal, and Spanish communities. They offer intensive training for volunteers in order to deal with child abuse, support issues, and anti-oppressive practice all over BC. For more information, call us on 1-800-665-6880. Our website is www.parentsupportbc.ca.
All right. Classic. And now, maybe I just need to call a name and see what happens. Oh, here he is, Adam Gibbs.
Okay. All right. This is for the Multi-Faith Social Justice Coalition. The Multi-Faith Social Justice Coalition welcomes people of all faiths who have concerns about social justice issues within BC.
By relying on faith-based values, a coalition intends to contribute a distinctive and necessary voice to the debates shaping governmental policies in order to realize a more just and democratic society within an ecologically sustainable economy. Participation from the community at large is invited and encouraged. For more information, www.msjc.ca.
I like that. No one's ever tried that before. That actually works really well. All right, so now we'll have Stephen Beck. This is the person that hasn't been on the show before, so this is a total surprise to him.
Oh, yeah.
I always like doing that.
Okay, so see if I can read something I don't know, play at the same time, okay? The Activity Challenge is a partnership of ACNOW BC and 2010 Legacies Now, providing tools and resources to inspire British Columbians to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. The government of BC has set some big goals to be the healthiest jurisdiction in North America by 2010. And the Activity Challenge is helping to make that happen. Chase is making a historic walk. Langley's on the go. Fruitvale and Montrose are stepping out together. These BC communities are using the Activity Challenge to inspire residents to join their walking programs. The Activity Challenge wants you and Burnaby to get involved too. For more information on how you can get involved, check out our website, www.activitychallenge.ca.
Right. Wow, that's really good for a first time. For any time, in fact.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right. So now we're in round three, and we'll just we'll have our third round here.
Okay, so it's another relatively new song. It's just kind of a fun thing. It's called Gone On You. I've been long gone, gone long, gone short. Sometimes I've gone wrong. Gone with the wind, gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone so far, I don't know what to do, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you. Fishing, gone away, gone walked about. I thought I was gone to stay. Gone to pieces, been gone so long, it looks like home to me. Gone to Mars, gone over the moon, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you.
People say I'm crazy, I'm so gone on you. Like five times pentagon on you. Six times hexagon on you. Seven times heptagon on you. Eight times octagon, nine times nonagon. It's too limited, it just won't do. I'm a gonagon, yeah, infinitely gone on you. So journalists found out where the flowers have gone. Gone to Venice, heard the gondoliers tune, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you. Say I'm crazy, I'm so gone on you. Like five times pentagon on you. Like six times hexagon on you. Like seven times, that's a heptagon on you. Eight times octagon, nine times nonagon. It's too limited, it just won't do. I'm a gonagon, yeah, infinitely gone on you. Gone so far, I don't know what to do, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you. Gone so far, I don't know what to do, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you. I don't know what to do, but I've never been gone, honey, like I'm gone on you.
Very nice, very nice. That's Stephen Beck, and now we'll have the Grand Delusions here. And where are we? What radio station is this? What's the name of this program? This is CJSF 90.1 FM. This program is Melodies in Mind. You could be listening on the internet as well at www.cjsf.ca. The internet, the clever design that the spiders made on the World Wide Web. All right.
Sticky.
Always thought that you did better. Straight and narrow. You have always said why don't you stand there and show them ethical. Don't you hear when people come out in your place and knock your things around, yeah. Don't you hear when other people come out player and treat it like a playground, yeah. You know that China turned our community
to an economic fad. I have always known that you're more adorable and gorgeous than any of those softcore ads that keep a pulling up. And don't you hear when people come out in your place and knock your whole things around, yeah. No, don't you hear when other people come out in your place and treat it like a playground, yeah. Deaf on Grandpa, Grandpa Station, Grandpa Station, 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 Grandpa, Grandpa Station, Grandpa, show, 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 Grandpa, Grandpa Station. Don't you hear when people come out in your play and treat it like a playground? Don't you hear when lots of people come out in your play and knock your whole place around?
All right, nice. We'll have Adam Gibbs in here, and yeah, we'll get a third song for Adam Gibbs, and then we'll have to close it out. So this is our closing performance here on Melodies in Mind.
All right, this is my big pop hit.
Big pop hit, all right. Yeah. You sell pop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Popcorn. Okay.
You gave your answer and there's nothing more to say. Saw the facts and there is no way you'll be swayed. You go home and you sleep soundly in your bed. Doesn't occur a mistake you might have made. Busy counting exactly what you have been paid. Never think that it might happen you instead. See no shades of gray. See no shades of gray when looking. It's a closed case you see, and with no shades of gray for you to get confused in. I've never known someone to turn the sky so gray. Every single word that you choose to say, often wonder what you hear inside your head. Always need a reason, must have a reward. Constantly buying things you cannot afford. Without a thought that your family has been fed. See no shades of gray. See no shades of gray when looking. It's a closed case you see, and with no shades of gray for you to get confused in. Despite your view and it
in black and white.